All right, me and Joel were just talking about fucking space and the enormity of it and whatever. I was thinking about how I kind of hate how much we know. Like, we know way too much about the universe and the Earth, and just enough to know that we're never getting out of here. Everything's too far away. We're stuck here and it just sucks. And I was thinking about, just imagine how great it must have been to just be like, you know, like in a some native tribe or whatever, and you had no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, the Earth was just, I know there's a mountain over there. Behind the mountain, I've heard there's some other stuff. But as far as I know, it just goes on forever. Just because it changes your whole brain, right? Like, you just, I feel like you would just almost be, like, comforted. Like, you're
there's just, so many people still like that, though. One, there's lots of countries that are way less developed than ours that don't have the knowledge. No one's ever shared it. And then there's a lot of ignorant people who live in our own country who think things like, we're flat. Like, they're, you know, stuff where they can just see what they see and that's all they believe. So what I'm saying is we're all just too damn intelligent.
Yeah, well, I wonder though, even those people.
Except for the dumb shits.
Yeah, and even those people like flat earthers and all that stuff, like, I'm almost impressed that, yeah, they can convince themselves of certain things.
Yeah.
But even that, I feel like it's like neurotic, because somewhere they're at least aware of what we think. And, you know, like it just would have been if you were just some guy in a tribe. Then your tribal leaders just, whatever they tell you is what you think. And you believe in spirits, and you believe that when you die, you're just going to go to this cool other spiritual realm. Like, you believe
that's it. That's religion.
But these people don't believe it like that. Like, they just can't. It's a lot of lying to yourself nowadays.
Really?
Back then, there was no lying to yourself
possible. I don't think you understand. Like, you have not grown up religiously. You didn't grow up going to church around these people that...
I went to Catholic church for fucking years.
You actually went to church?
Yeah, I was like a
Sunday
school
wunderkind.
My mom was big. I mean, my grandma's name is Molly, had 12 kids. They're Catholic as fuck.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what's funny? It's like, my parents are not particularly religious, but yet they had this like opinion about religion that was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's good for you. So my neighbors, who were like hardcore evangelicals, brought me in, because that's what evangelicals do. They want to convert children. So I had my conflict of religion where I totally believe that shit. But it was kind of nice that my parents were like, meh, you know, like they weren't atheists, but right.
In my parents' church, there's kids who come because kids just want something to believe, and it's like magical, and it's
totally.
And it's fun, and you get to hang out with these people, and you get to go downstairs and color things and sing songs. So yeah, the people, anyone, if a kid shares any interest and the parents are like yours and go, yeah, absolutely. Like, we have kids that come to my parents' church all the time where the parents would never walk in. It's always like the neighbors bring them.
So Jed is probably an atheist, because him and I have talked about it, and he's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I'm not
like,
really interested.
When you're having your little sleepovers, he's like,
yeah.
Dad,
yeah.
Fuck God.
Yeah, totally. But Griffin, on the other hand, Griffin, because they're both at Catholic school, Griffin does the sign. He's like, why did God make us, Dad? And I'm like, oh, shit, dude. I don't know.
Well, I think that's kind of like I was trying to say, is like, I didn't not want to believe. Like, I was like the Sunday school, like, top little student, best guy, whatever. But just as soon as it starts to unravel and no one has any answers for anything, like, it's just like, well, I can't.
I think that you're...
But the difference is back then, back in the day, like, even if you're religious now, you're constantly being confronted with all this other information. Back then, everyone would have believed because there's no other option. That's all that you know.
I think you're underestimating.
Are you guys
doing okay?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, thank you.
But also, I don't care about them. I'm talking about me.
Sure, yeah, okay.
I'm going to spend my whole life existentially depressed because
I
know
these
things.
Yeah, I think you're not everybody, you know? Like, you're overestimating the rest of the world. You think about things that most of us probably
Well, it's
aren't.
Not complicated stuff. It's just
no,
that
I'm not
the
saying
planets
it's complicated. It's
are
just people,
far away and we'll never
need,
get there.
Keith, people don't need to have facts for everything. Like, even if someone... Like, I had a debate about homosexuality with my mom, and she can hear all of my facts, and she'll sit there in silence and go, well, it's just what I believe. And, like, that's all that matters to her, you know? It's about this feeling deep down. It's about when she looks up to God and holds her arms out, she feels that she feels something overcoming her, and it makes her cry. Like, you can't convince anybody, any facts, anything black and white, if they're feeling
that. How about this? What if I put it this way,
right?
Yeah, like, what if, though, okay, again, back in the old primal days, see, that's what I think is so interesting, is back then, say you got a guy like me who wants to be as scientific as he can and rigorous and try to learn as much as he can, I would still be like, all right, guys, I think I got it. Those are pinholes in the sky, and behind them is a fiery land of demons. Like, the best I can do is to still believe in you know, a weird other world and just, like... But, and I do think, like, that's what I guess what I'm trying to say is I think people were supposed to be like that. We're not supposed to know that we're stuck on a little planet in the middle of nowhere and that we're just gonna all die and no one will ever know. We're not supposed to have learned that, but we did.
So this is a thing that, like, and this is as best that I can do with my dumb atheist brain, is I've started to realize that there is something that connects people.
Right. Weren't you and Craig talking about how you've shifted more to, like, agnosticism?
Yes. And it's because I'm not arrogant enough to believe that I can understand what the idea of God is.
Soft boy, am I right?
Soft boy.
Such a soft boy.
Right? But what I started to look into was the idea that, well, here's the thing. It's the idea, like, we can sit in a room and at a certain point we sort of synergize and we get that joke just right, like all of us. You know what I mean? Like, it's not verbal, it's not, it's just we know the moment and we get it right. And to me, that's...
You're describing, like, improv.
No, I'm not. No, it's something deeper than that.
Is that what religion is, though? It's like a religious improv of, like, yeah, feel it.
I agree. No, it's so to be scientific about it, it's an idea called morphic resonance.
Okay.
So the idea is that, like, essentially we all have Wi-Fi.
Can we be less scientific about it and call it MoRes?
Sure, yeah, let's call it MoRes.
I like it.
Yeah. We all have MoRes,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So our MoRes speaks to each other, even though we don't necessarily understand, like, the level that we communicate. There's something... I mean, the fact that we invented Wi-Fi, honestly, should be proof enough that we can communicate over long distances without, like, verbal communication.
Right.
Verbal is probably the quickest way.
That is interesting, though, because, yeah, right? Like, the way patterns repeat in nature and stuff, like, maybe Wi-Fi is a version of that, of just, like...
Or we just invented something that is already a thing.
There is a creepy sense that we're all turning into one giant blob, right? Like, we're all turning into a mass hive.
Like, we're getting there, but it seems like we're turning into two blobs at the moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? So these two blobs, like, one is the blob...
Oh, this would be such a good episode of Star Trek, of the original series of Star Trek.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, not when they got a little too deep, but in the first one. It was just the two... The left blob and the right blob. Can't they see they came from the same blob?
My God, they're the same blob! Jesus, this blob's purple. That blob's red!
I'm going to yell at you for a while, and then we're going to go on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No. Here's the, like...
This blob's half white and half black. That one's half black and half white. They don't even see that they're the same blob.
Why don't these blobs understand each other? No, but that's really what it is.
It's quite illogical, Captain.
Like, we have a blob that believes things should be the same, or let's just dial it backwards because everything was fantastic when it was backwards.
The MoRes blob and the ResMo blob.
Right? And the other blob is like, no, progress.
Unless someone comes up with something better, this episode's called the ResMo blob.
ResMo!
I think that's fair.
It just ends with somebody on the other side realizing all of this and then falling to their knees and looking up to the sky, fists bald, going, ResMo!
Okay, so anyway, praise be to ResMo.
Well, it's interesting too, because I feel like, yeah, people, like, really do want, even when they aren't wired that way, like, like they want so much that belief in a bigger thing. Like when Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan's podcast and he was talking about, like, Joe Rogan's like, well, obviously we're stuck on this planet, right? Like everything's light years away. We're not getting anywhere. And Elon Musk was like, well, I have to believe that we're gonna get to other planets and see other galaxies and stuff, because it would just be too depressing if I didn't believe that. And when I heard that, I'm like, you're right, Elon, because that's why I'm depressed, because I don't believe at all that anyone's leaving here. We're just like mold on a peach and we're just gonna die and no one will ever even know we were here.
Why does that depress you?
Because, like, I mean, the idea of a, like, a god watching, it's like your mom watching you on the diving board, but it's
no
a
thanks.
Much I would like to believe that, but yeah, it's just
no. I mean, the god idea is great, so no, it really is. It's like, essentially, God is the idea of...
His name's Resmo, by the way.
Get it right.
Resmo is the idea of order.
Resmo is everything and all things.
Resmo says, it's all functional, it's all my plan. It's so comforting to know that Resmo was looking out for us.
Isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
But then someone like me comes along and goes, what if there is no Resmo? Right? What if Resmo, the thing that we feel is Resmo, is just really like our own internal Wi-Fi that says, like, hey, you know, we have this, we're obviously functioning on this planet not as terribly as we could be. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Sure, yeah.
Like,
right?
It's easy to pick problems and things that aren't working, but the reality is that it's, like, insane that everything works as well as it does.
Right.
And has for so long.
Yeah.
All hail Resmo.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, when you're... when I was a kid in, like, elementary school, and we would always... We had this weird idea, I don't know who started it, but that when it rained and it kind of flooded in the spring, that we would dig these little trenches by foot, and we were like, if we can get this water from these big puddles in the playground to the teacher's parking lot and flood it, then they'll have to cancel school.
Yeah.
But we worked like little ants every day at that, and we were super well organized, and we knew who were the foremen and who were the workers, and we all organized. And that's what the world is.
Did it work?
No, not ever, but the working worked.
Yeah.
The results didn't work, but we worked insanely well. And when I look at the world, that's what I feel like. It's like the whole world is just a playground, and we're all just, like, I can't believe how well we work together. It's unbelievable.
You need some sort of just, like, feeling like you have a greater purpose.
Right.
Not a great example, but my 13-year-old cousin is, like, obsessed with certain fandoms, and it's like Riverdale and Stranger Things, and they have a fan account on Instagram, and they'll share the fan account, and they'll do these, they'll plan their content and stuff that I do for a living and get paid for, and they just work together, and I'm sure they get pissed. I'm sure they get mad that someone's content is doing better than someone else's, or I don't know what other reasons they have. But
like,
they're like, yeah, we're driven by posting and being part of this fandom. We're going to spend our time on doing this bullshit.
It's like, I think it was Lily? Somebody I know was part of the Linkin Park street team. Where, yeah, like they would just get...
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, just fans of Linkin Park to just get, go post, put up posters
and
do whatever. And yeah, like, yeah, we need something. And I guess in a way, yeah, like that's what... Like, even when I learned about, like, Scientology and Tom Cruise and stuff, I'm like, well, this is clearly all not true and none of this makes sense, but I respect it. I'm like, I'm so amazed that they have been able to believe this. Because, yeah, ultimately, I wish I had a thing.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
So do you guys know about QAnon?
A little. I listened to a podcast about it, but
a guy who was originally an opponent of mine on Twitter, we ended up kind of becoming friends because we found some middle ground, and like we found a respect for each other.
Okay. Yeah.
Even that's funny that your Twitter is different than my Twitter. That you have opponents, like identified opponents.
Yeah, he's at with a pitchfork fighting the good fight.
Yeah. If Twitter was like anything that fucking mattered, I'd be like out there with a sword and shield. But. But occasionally, I meet these characters and end up, like, winning them over enough that we can kind of communicate. And I respect them. Like they have their opinions. I disagree with all of them, but they're they're good enough people that they really believe what they believe. And one of the guys is like, hey man, QAnon, check it out. You will change your mind and you will be part of us conservatives once you check this out.
I don't know.
So is this one of these like red pill type deals or something?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's that sort of idea. So it basically, I mean, there's so many leaps in logic about it, but the idea is that there's this person at the top on Donald Trump's team who is feeding the public this cryptic secret information.
Yes.
And they're all into it. Like, the fervent supporters, because it doesn't make any goddamn sense on its face. You need, it's, I made a comparison to the Star Wars prequels where, like, you watch them and you're like, this is bullshit. This makes no sense. And then nerds are like, oh, well, did you read this book or this comic and watch the animated series?
I think I remember this.
Then it will make sense, right?
So there was, like, an instance where QAnon had said, in the next 7 days, X is going to be said by the president. But it's, like, such a common...
It's not only that, but it's the fact that, like, I'm 99% certain that QAnon is Bannon. So it's like, he'll be like, hey, Donnie, just say this for me at the next rally.
Yeah.
And then he says the thing, and then all the QAnon people are like, yeah!
Well, if that's true, that's surprisingly playful. It's kind of
right?
fun. Like, I'm going to make a secret internet name. And
but all these dicks, like, I saw that documentary about Roger Stone, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like these guys are just, like, master manipulators, and they're working for that asshole, right? And so, like, all these people, like, they got brought in thinking that the entire Democratic Party are pedophiles.
Oh, because of Pizzagate.
Because of Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Okay? Which led dudes to go to pizza parlors and fucking shoot some people.
Meanwhile, Republicans are... and we're going to put the stats down by who's actually right? pedophiles, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
So this is the frustrating thing about this whole QAnon thing is like... I mean, the thing is like, I get it from sort of a conspiracy theory angle. It's like,
yep.
If you're on the other side of it, you're like, oh, I'm special. I get
Does
it.
Does anybody want to like, drink?
I'm okay.
We're okay.
I'm
okay. We are going to be closing pretty soon.
I think no bills are fine.
Yeah.
We'll take our bills.
Thank you.
We're all going to be separate? Yes, please.
Cheers.
Thank you. So, when this person said to you, QAnon, now you'll be on our side, how did you respond?
I said, cool, I'll check it out. I love a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you get back to this person ever after?
Yep.
Yeah?
I did. I said, it required too many leaps of logic. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, that's one of the weird things, too, is like, because we were just talking about how people, you know, they need to be a part of something. They all want to be a part of something. But it's universally, like, pathetic whenever they are. That's the thing that's, like, frustrating. It's like, no matter what group you're in or what side you're on, once you get to, like, oh, this guy speaks for me, it's always turned stupid every time.
Well, I'm
but
know.
But how can everybody just be completely themselves and independent? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I really try my best. It's like the SJW thing. There's a lot of that I disagree with.
Yeah, well, that's what the blog philosophy I find interesting is like with the new like powers of social media and super togetherness, like the far left is closer to the far right than it is to the left. Like they're horrible people too. They're awful.
No, I totally agree. And it's just like and like I feel like I'm pretty left, but then there's people more left than me where I'm like, come on, like you're just a fucking comic book character of yourself.
Yeah, and it gets really righteous and sensory, like real fast.
I'm sure we can still hang around here for another like half an hour.
Yeah,
well,
probably.
There's also this guy at the far right, so we're okay for a few. I think that's her way of just being like, whatever you're doing, I'm annoyed.
Just
stop
clear up, and that's that.
Anybody want these candies?
Oh,
you probably do.
I'll take this one, but I don't like those.
Oh yeah, those are gross.
I don't know what that
here
is.
You go, Joel.
Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here.
yeah, we like lost our train of thought.
Okay, so
hey, you guys, we'll get back onto it real quick, but do you go on here? I haven't given a porn update in a few episodes.
Oh yeah.
So
a few.
Yeah, I just had I had an idea for a stupid little podcast game that didn't turn out, where I thought it'd be funny to look up, like, if you go on Pornhub, the categories. I'm like, what if I just get the first letter of the categories and see if people can guess what the categories are?
Oh, yeah.
But it was way too easy. They were all very obvious. Yeah. And I think I did this back in the day, but it was with porn titles, and that was way too hard.
Yeah, for sure.
But I noticed while I was looking through the categories, I'm like, well, this isn't going to work. But then I saw one down at the bottom, described porn. There's only 53 videos.
And oh, it's for the visually impaired.
Yeah, there's
awesome.
Like about 50 videos. They're all from a year ago. They like made a big batch of these a year ago, and that's it. And so I watched one, and yeah, it's absurd because not only the one that I picked was, not only was it porn, it was like slightly uncomfortable porn. Where
could we have a small segment of this at the end of the show?
Yeah, sure, I'll put it in. Cause, so the idea was, it was one of these like, oh, this hot bitch, she's driving me nuts, but I finally get to like get my revenge, where this dude's neighbor is this hot girl that's always like whatever, walking on his lawn, I don't know, whatever dumb shit. So he's like, I'm gonna show her. So he deliberately walks in front of her Jeep while she's pulling out of the parking lot and pretends he got hit, and he's just like, oh, I can't believe it, you hit me. And then she's like, oh no, please, like, my insurance, don't do anything. And he's like, eh, heh, heh. And, you know, they go into his room and it just turns into a porn. But such a creepy setup. I don't know why they picked that porn to describe. And
yeah.
So it's got the normal dialogue, but then it's got this nice, sultry woman voice describing it just like anything for the blind would be described, except a little spiced up.
These poor visually impaired people are like, I guess this is porn.
Yeah, but it's so weird to hear her, like, just
that's
like,
that's fine.
Yeah, just like, he stands in front of the Jeep and pretends to be hit as she backs out. And then she gets out of the Jeep wearing a tiny halter top that covers the breasts that are far too large for her frame. Like, it was the most stupid thing.
Yeah. But I love it.
I honestly, like, as a kid, I remember, like, looking at dirty novels that,
yeah,
like,
sure.
Fucking all the moms in my neighborhood read.
Yeah, I remember this one description I always remember from one of them is her nipple pebbled under the touch of his fingers. Yeah,
wow,
I never forgot that.
I honestly, it's still a shock to me that women are allowed to just like openly like read pornography, and they're like, yeah whatever, it's just a book.
But I guess that's the difference, then, like, is that this thing in particular, because it was skewed to that side of like that creepy side of porn that's like, I can't believe my bitch barista fucking made my drink spill on me. Now I'm gonna fuck her mouth. Like, you know, like, why is that the porn?
Well, I used to, I don't know why, I think it was because it was my parents' computer, and this was either, it was probably before incognito mode. And, it was, oh, but you could delete your history. But I didn't want to deal with videos or photos or any of that, so I would just go to LiveJournal, where I spent all my time anyway, and LiveJournal had so many erotic stories, communities.
Could you search those little tags, like today's mood, I'm feeling...
I think
frisky.
So. I think tags came a bit later, but I would just like search for certain keywords and like look for certain journals, and you would just like you do in like a porn. I'm assuming you all do this too. It's like you fast forward through shit, right?
Oh,
so
hell
you're
yeah.
You're reading, and it's like, ugh, so much setup. Scroll, scroll, scroll.
What really cracks me up with those is there's so many that start with like, yeah, my stepdaughter's back from college, or like, but you know he wanted to write high school, and she just turned 18, and you know he didn't want to write that at all, but to get it posted on this site he had to put it in.
Yeah.
And it's like, now please ignore all of that, because the rest of this is about a undeveloped
most
child
person.
Most of the
journals I found were actually written by women.
Right.
Yeah, so it wasn't quite as creepy. I don't know. I do struggle with that when I like when I'm watching porn, because there's the majority of it is creepy now. Like, there's not a lot of stuff that is just like, and I like things a bit kinky. I like things like more extreme than other people like, but like, I know that you're not related, but why? I don't want to think about it.
Oh, the incest thing is huge
it's
lately.
Huge. It's huge. It is, like, the biggest trend right now.
I don't understand it.
It's so gross.
But then, you know, like, I actually, like, fast forward through, like, blowjob scenes because
it's... Yeah, blowjobs are fucking stupid.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah, you probably like that, though.
Well, yeah, I remember...
Well, that's what your dad liked. it.
Yeah, exactly. Like father, like son. But I remember I was talking to Mike and Craig once. I'm like, I don't know about these pussy eating scenes. What's with this? And they're I love those.
That's my favorite too. Yeah.
So yeah, whatever. But I don't really like video. I like images. Like I just don't. I like to go at my own pace. I don't like to. I feel like I'm getting hassled by this fucking movie. I really do though. I have to come up with very elaborate. Like, I don't know. Porn by itself isn't enough. Like,
what,
and
your go-to site is what?
I mean, I don't... ImageFap, I guess, is pretty good. It's all just pictures.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Oh, it's just pictures. I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm really... Bing is way better than Google Images for porn. I think they did. I think I looked this up because it's so good. Like, you can write the most specific thing, and it finds it. And then I think I was so good that I looked it up, and it's like, yeah, Google, or who makes Bing? Microsoft. Yeah. They hired a bunch of people to work on their, like, image software to be able to identify stuff.
I guess they're looking for the thing that they could be better at, and it's like, let's invest.
Yeah, and I remember it was this really weirdly worded job posting that was basically like, we need you to work on porn, but we can't just say that.
Nice.
You know, like, our face technology is fine. That's not what we need. We need body parts and stuff.
So, has anybody experience VR porn?
No.
Obviously you have.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is it good?
Interesting.
VR
is amazing. Like, I've only done
really
VR
is.
Twice, but
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's more like 3D, but you can, like, look around and stuff. I'm not going to tell you the name because it's, like,
so
it's kind of become,
like,
personal, but there's this one video that works for me every single time.
So, like, if you look down, though, like, you see your own neck, quote unquote, or your body?
So, essentially, like, you can't move. This is ideally.
So do they work into the scenario like you're in a mortuary and this chick wants to blow a corpse?
Not so far. and there's depending on which ones you do, like, you can kind of get these, like, weird sort of, like, things that don't work out in, like, the fake reality you're in.
Right, like you're a chick.
No. Like
have you tried that though?
No, because I haven't found one yet. Hmm. Not like
I'd do that for sure. That'd be great.
Yeah,
be cool.
No, I've
like
definitely thought
chick?
About that.
Yeah.
What, to experience being fucked by the dude?
Oh, at least one. I want 10. I want dicks all around me.
Everyone?
I want a Resmo rainbow of fucking cock.
I'm not really on a like an urgency to experience that. But it's simply something,
opposed,
I'm like,
what?
Yeah,
you
okay.
know what visual image I just got? Because I've only tried VR at, I guess I tried Craig's and I tried Jason's. But now I'm imagining Joel in his house when his family's not home with his dick out with a VR helmet on. Anyway, go on, Joel.
That changes everything.
To be fair, I've moved the PlayStation into my room.
Right.
So it's definitely door locked. Nobody's around.
It's funny because
does Jen know you have this?
Hell no, she does not.
This is funny because with Craig, it's like, look, it's like you're climbing into the cockpit of a Star Wars ship, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
and then
at
Jason's, it's like, it's like you're Spider-Man. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Joel's in a while, but it's going to be crazy.
No, I will not be sharing this.
Oh no.
No, the thing is like. To me, it's like, so there's a certain piece of software that you get with PlayStation, and then you download the stuff from Pornhub on your USB stick, and then you put the USB stick, and then you pick. And there's one in particular that is, like, the greatest thing ever, and every time I'm like, that is my favorite thing ever.
Oh, is
so
it?
So you're, like, jerking off while it happens.
Oh, better than that, I also... Okay, look.
I don't give a shit. I'm very interested.
I've had a rough few years.
Listen, if I was single and your wife was not against you fucking your friends,
okay, fair enough.
For sure.
So would I. I feel like I put it out there many times, but I just... It's like the signals never get... You know what that feels like? It's just like...
Yeah, just never pick them up.
I feel like there's lines I don't want to cross.
You remember the first day we met? You weren't a part of the Vinyl Countdown. Mike didn't want you there. He hated you at first. I was trying to fuck Joel.
It's
8 years ago. Never happened.
Wow.
Never happened.
Wow, full circle.
No. I suspect Mike might have, which is what really burns me up.
Probably. Mike fucked with so many people.
Yeah.
He really did.
So is this VR porn, though, where they use the name Joel? because I could see that going.
Wait, no, before I got onto that, you were like almost embarrassed to say something. What was it?
Oh, that he's whacking his tallywhacker?
Oh, what else you're doing while it's happening?
Oh, yeah. I invested in, like, I guess what is a discount version of a fleshlight.
Oh, yeah, nice. Do you, like, so do you have it, like, I always thought about this because I think it sounds so interesting. Like, I could see doing the, like, I don't know, like, wedging it under a couch cushion or something.
Yeah,
because you don't want to use your hand with it.
Right, no, no, no.
I'm sure you can come up with a better system than what I just described, really cool. but yeah, it's a hands-free, whatever.
No, so you're doing the VR and you got, like, let's just say, like, if you're
amazing. I don't need to cut you off, because I've got just my one book bag, because I travel a lot. I can only keep on me, like, what fits in the book bag. Imagine if there was a fleshlight in there. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, it fit one other thing.
Honestly.
Yeah, I don't fit. I don't need this many shirts.
Like, honestly, online you can get them as cheap as $7.
Wow. Nice.
Like,
you can just buy a new one.
I will just buy you one in every city you're in.
Yeah, because I'm not taking it to the airport.
No, yeah, I'll buy you a new one.
And no, it's surprising because it, like, it fools your brain 100% with the thing and the thing. And
I mean, like, a nice kind of rumble in a bus will fool our brains.
Right.
It's not that
hard. Wait, what do you put it in? Are you holding it or are you putting it somewhere?
Well, I'm wedging it between some like pillows and shit.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, I was on the right.
Yeah, right.
It's like American Pie.
Yeah.
Except it's not a pie.
Only it's fucking sad.
They should make it.
I don't think it's sad at all.
No?
No.
I feel it's sad.
No, I get that. I think that you have some of that old Catholic guilt, my friends.
Oh, yeah. I got that for sure. Yeah.
I get it a lot. Yeah, for sure. Not a Catholic, but you know.
No, it's just...
I got that Scientology guilt, man. Xenu needs the enzymes.
I'm sorry, Tom Cruise.
What's our god's name again?
I think it's Xenu.
No, it's not. It
was
fuck.
Mufon?
No.
Elrond?
What?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I really did, though.
It was the opposite of something scientific. You'll have to look.
Amazing.
I mean, or we always have. Oh, my God. If only we had a recording of everything we said.
I made, though, like, a very distinct effort while I was out in Vancouver working at the Cheesecake Shop to quit porn. Like,
yeah,
I really tried.
You talked about it a lot.
So
yeah.
Hard. Cause, like,
it lasted a while, though, didn't you?
I mean, it just eventually, though, it's like the war of attrition. I'm just like just recently, I don't know, in the last like 2 or 3 months, I'm like, maybe I'll try again 2 years from now, but I'm sick of the guilt and the misery of failing over and over for a year and a half. I'm just like,
oh, is your guilt from failing?
Yeah, because it's like,
I don't think that's most people's guilt.
It's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's a long story, I guess, but it's just like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've just been like, bumping. I just talked about bumping, right? Where I used to rub my dick against couch cushions and stuff when I was like 4 years
old. Yeah, I mean, I think most children try that.
Yeah, so it's just like, as I learn more about it, it's like, yeah, people just do this to regulate their mood, and here's all the ways to diffuse it. And I'm like, yeah, but I've been regulating my mood my whole fucking life. It's not that easy.
I don't know.
But Joel actually was one of the earlier people, before I was ever trying to not jerk off, they were just busy when we met him. He just didn't have free time. And he's like, man, I'll go days where I don't even look at porn or jerk off because I don't have time. And I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
But then I learned trying to quit porn, that is absolutely the number one easiest, best way is just be too busy. Home and you just got to go to sleep and the next morning you got to go somewhere else and you're cured. But I don't live that life very often.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like...
Free time is the enemy of touching your penis.
Of so many things.
Yeah.
I only work like 2 hours a day max, and I'm very sad. Like, I'm applying to jobs now because I'm like, I'm very sad, so... I understand.
Yeah, that must be really hard for you people.
No, but I like it. It's not a privilege, you know. It's like I'm not making very much money, and I'm super lonely, and you like things, you know. You start to get, you know, it's not nice.
Yeah, no.
It is weird. Yeah, like the idea that I can just travel around and do whatever I want, and I just live in Airbnbs and I go to different cities, and there's a lot of good stuff. Like I see all this cool shit and do cool crap, but then the other side of it, yeah, is like my life has no structure or meaning. What is this?
I have a full time career. I have shit to do every day.
You have two children.
Two children.
Yeah.
Today, I spent my work day arguing with my wife over text.
Yikes.
Like, almost the whole day and
kind
of doing
some
work.
Is she one of your Twitter opponents? That's not healthy.
No, she's not, but she's my text opponent.
Yeah. Yikes. Fighting over words is the worst, dude.
Yeah, it really is.
You know what? Like, type honestly, words. Like, I hate relationships in the era of the cell phone.
Yeah.
It's like, we would not get into half the amount of fights we get into if we weren't accessible 24/7.
Yep.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's the fact that we can, like, get into a fight while I'm at work is fucked up. You know what I mean? Like,
that sucks. Julie and I have, everyone has problems, but like, we've never had an issue like that. Our texts back and forth are like, hey, can you do this thing? Okay, I do it. Okay, thank. Just like very sweet things.
I really do love, I mean, it's way easier said than done, but the, I learned it in that book I read about that kid with the horrible disease. It's like the 90-10 thing of like in any situation, any relationship, you got to give 90 and only ask for 10 back.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much true because, yeah, if you push it further than that, you're just an asshole. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think that's totally true because I feel like in all my like relationships, I try and give as much as I can give and I don't expect much back.
Right.
You know?
The reason it's easy to maintain certain friendships is because of that. You just like be there for people, very rarely ask for anything.
Yeah. I just don't feel right about that, right? Yeah. Like,
well, the older you get too, it's like your friends don't owe you shit, you know? No matter how close you
are
to people.
They get their own problems.
You've got a relationship for that.
It's true.
Like there's enough shit in whatever other areas of your life.
Damn it. Like, sorry, this is probably like an off-mic conversation, but like, oh my god. Like, this is how I feel. It's like, sometimes I feel like I'm so, like, I'm wrong in the whole world, and then I like talk to other humans, and I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
like,
I'll start with talking about how much toilet paper women use.
Right.
And you're like, wait, you guys only use that much? What's going on
like,
at home?
This is fucked up. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I almost like, I mean, God forbid my shit doesn't work out, but if it doesn't, I want an arranged marriage from you guys.
Man, it is the weirdest thing, right? Like, arranged marriages on the surface, like, I always thought, oh, it's the worst, how insane, like, this is crazy. But the more experience I have with relationships and learning about stuff, there's so many parts of it that kind of make sense where the whole thing is approached like a business. You're not supposed to pretend you're in love. You're just supposed to have a family and a family unit, and it takes that all out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
and if it happens, great, because sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and that's okay too.
Yeah, like I still wouldn't want to do it. It still sounds crazy, but I see the other side now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit.
No, I
like
wouldn't...
It's too much pressure to be like, hey, let's be romantically in love forever and run a household and get married and have kids and have jobs and have pressure. Holy shit. What kind of miracle is this? It's never going to happen.
That's why, like, Julie and I don't think we are going to have kids. And it's, like, a lot of it makes me really sad to think about because it's, like, closing the door on something and, you know.
There's enough kids in the fucking world.
No, but, like, they're, like, you know, when I'm 60, like, my mom and I are so close and I'm sad that I probably won't have that. But it doesn't outweigh this other thing that we have to have, you know? We, like, have to work, like, be us. And, like, we all have depression from time to time. And we all... And all I want to do is laugh. Honestly, that's all I ever want to do is laugh. I want to go to something that's going to make me have a good time. And I'm going to be held back from that with children.
No.
I know there's pros and cons.
I know, but the thing is like... Having kids, my kids are the majority of the source of my laughter.
Yeah, like, but like I think that's a risk. Like, that isn't a guarantee for everybody.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Really, kids are pretty amazing.
I do like kids, and I would like to have kids, but not till I have some money, some kind of success in the world. And at that point, I figure, like, I'm already way too old, so I'll be, like, 50. I'm like, well, I'll just adopt some kids.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. I could see that. Yeah. I could see doing that, you know? Like, let's say, like, 5 years from now, like, adopting an 8-year-old.
Yeah, like, I don't need the little, like, the pristine adoption. Like, give me some kid that everyone hates. I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's kind of better in its own way, right?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't like, rule that out.
If it had happened, if I had knocked somebody up by accident, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But since it hasn't, I feel like that's a good backup plan.
Here's the other thing is like the thing about like homegrown children as I've been doing is when
GMO,
GMO kids, you're like, oh shit, I fucked you up. That's where I fucked you up, and that was way back there, and oh shit, I can't do anything about that now. Right? Whereas, like, you get the other kids, and you're like, oh, somebody else fucked you up. It's cool. We're just going to make it better from here.
Right?
I don't get that advantage with my kids, because I'm like, yeah, I'm the asshole who also fucked you up.
Yeah, but, you know, right? Nothing is unfixable.
I don't know.
At that age, come on. They're not, like, 28-year-olds running over.
Well, I really do think, too, the nature versus nurture thing. Like, it's probably... I'm sure... Your kids are probably a lot like you, like I'm a lot like my weird parents, but I do think I was just going to be how I was going to be, and your kids are just how they are.
That's how I feel, because it's like, especially Jet, like Jet is very complicated, and he's sort of like this weird average between the two of us, right? Like the things that him and I click on, we super click on. The things we don't are almost the same divisions me and my wife have.
Man, this is another thing, just going back to, like, tribal shit. I feel like I read way too many books about a society that'll never come back. But, like, about, like, you used to have kids, and then the, you know, it takes a village. Like, right? The tribe would raise the kids. There was not this pressure of just you and your partner raising these kids all alone. It's just, it's really weird that we got here. Like, on
there
the
are
one,
places that do that. It definitely isn't the norm. But, like, one, even back home, like, even in Newfoundland, you live around... Most people live around their aunts and uncles and cousins, and they all, no one pays for child care. It's like, it all just gets passed around, and you, like, that's how I was raised, and it was perfect. And then there are, like, real villages in other worlds that fully, that's how it happens. And then there are super weird hippie communes, often on the west coast of Canada, where people just all move into a weird area, and it's just all their friends, and they're being hippies.
I need some kind of, like... Type A high-strung commune. That's what I need, because I like the commune idea, but I'm not relaxed like that.
Yeah,
totally. It's almost too cool.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you would get frustrated by like certain things, and it's like, whatever, man.
But it really is strange. Like we were talking at the start about, like, it's amazing that the world works as well as it does. But I do think we've kind of wedged ourselves into some weird corners that nobody planned on, and no one meant for us to be all isolated and lonely and weird. We just got here because of just how things have progressed.
I would say that the architects of this world didn't give a shit about how us, the people who live in it, are going to feel.
Right. And even that, I feel like it's easy to put too much like expectation that they ever had any control or ever knew what they were doing. I don't think anybody fucking knows anything at all. Just a big mess that sort of works.
This comes back to that morphic resonance idea. It's the idea that we're all sort of operating as this hive mind, but individually we don't know shit, right? So,
and I guess too, because I mean, literally we are just that whole thing of like energy from the earth returns to the earth. So I guess it really just comes down to the nature of like consciousness, right? Like how much of how our weird consciousness works relates to the fact that we literally are just the same energy fucking up and down.
So to me, this is that binary between right and left is the right is this idea of preserve, be safe. Like if we are tribes.
Oh, that's one thing I love too. Right? I read it. There's this book called Tribe by Sebastian Junger. Such a great book. And he literally talked about how they would have two leaders in most of these societies. They would have the peacetime leader and the wartime leader. And it is just the left and right because they both have their value. And it's like when it's wartime, this guy runs shit and he's crazy. He's a right wing maniac. But when it's over, lefty this lady runs the place. So they have both, and they could reconcile it, and they didn't battle each other. They knew they needed both.
Like step out of each other's way when needed.
Yeah, and when I read that, it blew my mind. Or even when you read stuff about like gender identity in tribes, they were way more progressive than our shitty society. They're like, oh, you feel like a chick? You want to stay back home and do raising the kids type stuff? Of course, that's your spirit. Why would we stop you?
Yeah. To me, the whole gender thing is just...
I mean, then a lot
just...
of scalping and murder. I mean, there's bad things too, but...
Right. But that was just to keep the procreation going to feed the factories because, like population was power at a certain point. And, shit, I totally forgot my point.
Got nothing for you.
No, no.
The spirit of Resmo was at this table.
Resmo!
But it just left us. It's
well,
like,
he obviously came back for a second to remind us who he was.
Yeah,
well, it was only because he said morphic resonance again. I'm like, that's
Resmo.
Right.
Yeah.
No, this is the thing about Resmo is like, I really feel like the left and the right are actually, like, we're at war right now. But I don't think we can exist without each other.
Right.
The reason is that the left is a spirit when we're tribal that ventures out and meets other tribes for trading things. The right is the side that is scared of the other tribe because if it goes wrong, disease.
Yeah. Oh, and there's so many uncomfortable realities too that are just like, they sound awful, but it's just the truth. Like in Sweden, was it? Where it was like a New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, where a bunch of Swedish ladies got raped, and it was all by like immigrants from Arabic countries.
Yeah.
100%. And it's like, man, nothing about that is politically correct to say, but that is what happened.
That's
and that's like
happened.
Where the right wingers are like, look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, yeah, the whole thing is just awful. But it's like, well, yeah, like you can't just open every gate and open every barrier. Different cultures are different. We can't pretend everyone's the same. Like, that's what I find super weird about the ultra-left idea, is it's like, let's pretend everyone has no culture. It's like, is that progressive? That's insane. They have a different culture. You have to acknowledge.
I don't think that's what even the most left believe.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I think it's over-emphasizing everyone's differences, but that we should all be treated the same.
Right.
Which I think is a good thing.
Well, yeah,
no,
sure.
No,
until
no, yeah, like you're right, but I do feel that there's a certain naivety about the left, which like I'm 100% in support of, where we don't recognize the fact that there's a very large contingent of us on this planet that are scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're scared of change. We're scared of difference. We're scared of it's human nature because. Those are the people who kept the tribe safe. Us on the left, we're the people who like ventured out and made the tribe stronger through trade. Mm. But when it went wrong, it went really wrong. And we're still operating, essentially it's bonobos versus chimpanzees.
Right, or like in that left tribal thing like you were saying, like that'd be great if none of the other tribes wanted to kill you.
Right.
But once they do, it's like, well, that philosophy doesn't work anymore.
Well, there's also like, okay, there are places in, like women wearing a burqa, mm-hmm. there's certain, even like, so the right is just like, what the fuck, you have to hide, take it off. But then there's like the left that are just like,
you're forcing expression.
Yeah, exactly, you're forcing her to do that, like, and part of, you know, that's just their religion. Like, no, you're not trying to come in, they're not trying to come in here and tell us that like our Christian faith is insane. I don't know. There's misunderstanding.
This kind of makes me think of too. This is like such a dumb little thing, but I really felt like it was a brainstorm and I figured it out. Because it was just based on working at that cheesecake shop and people that'll order like the slowest drinks. Like, I want 5 cappuccinos, and then they get mad because they don't get it in time. And I had this brainstorm that I'm like, there's other ways to be an asshole, but anyone who wants something faster than they can have it is an asshole.
Yeah.
I agree.
And all the way from your cappuccino to social change.
No,
it doesn't matter what.
And it doesn't matter who you are or what you believe, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, this could all happen.
We can just filter them all by going to Starbucks.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, all this great stuff can happen, but if you want it tomorrow, you're an asshole. I don't care what it is you want or how nice it is. If you can't do it in a way that is on a reasonable timeline, I don't need to hear it. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You know? I also think that they're, like, everybody in their own way is either an agent of order or an agent of chaos.
Resmo or Osmren.
Right? This is what, as was passed down to us by the great Resmo. Like, you're either order or chaos. I'm definitely an agent of chaos, but I have tendencies of
See,
order.
This comes back to the soft boy, because that's not what I was going to say. That's not what I thought he was going to say. I mean.
What did you think he was going to say?
Like, order. If anything, I'm chaos. I want the world to burn.
No,
I think you're more order than you think.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But how's Joel chaos?
You just want your own
chaos
order.
Is a pretty big word.
Because he's willing to come, like,
Oh, I see. I think I know what you mean. Like, as far as the left being open and the right being closed, like, so the right would be order in the sense of, yeah, like, maintaining the status quo.
Correct.
Conservatism. Okay, yeah, I'll see that. I can see that. Yeah. Sure.
And me being like, hey, let's open it up. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah. No, you're right. That
I'll
is
make
chaos.
A move. It
chaos,
might completely right? fuck everything up.
Yeah.
But.
Even that, though, that's interesting. That's the other thing that makes all this tough is you can always take any issue and then describe it both ways, and it always makes sense both ways. I'm like, shit, this is brutal.
No, but like, and I respect order. In fact, I need order because I'm such a chaotic person in a way. I need people around me who have order, who can kind of dial my shit back.
Right.
You know, like at work, at my work, I am the agent of chaos, and I have like two or three agents of order kind of trying to rein my shit in, and we find a compromise within that, right? So they're like, hey, we need a thing to promote this new thing, and I go, let's do some fucking fireworks and, like, I don't know, some laser shit. And they're like, we don't have the budget for that. I'm like,
why don't you make a poster, Joel?
Okay, let's do a poster.
Are we the last people? I guess we should probably get the fuck out of here.
Wrap up. All hail Resmo. Resmo is my king.
Yeah, I feel like I learned a thing today, but that's pretty good. I don't know if I've ever learned a thing from Bama Countdown before, so.
All right.
I gotta pee.
All hell Resmo.
Yeah, Resmo Rezes La Bake. A cake.
Oh, bake. Resmo.
Rises.
Yeah.
Resmo. Grab a Resmo.
This is Pornhub's descriptive audio of the video Rebel Babe Gets Little Pussy Plowed, stars Nicole Bexley. By Extra Small. It is 8 minutes and 9 seconds long. Cuts to the opening scene of a girl in tight acid wash jeans, a red tank top, and long black hair, struggling to climb up into the driver's seat of a black SUV. Shot cuts to a bald white man leaning on the bed of his pickup truck, presumably observing her disapprovingly.
Stealing a fucking parent's car.
The SUV rolls away and the scene closes.
What do you want?
Come in. You hit my mailbox.
Did I hit your mailbox?
Yeah.
No.
I see a dent on your front end here.
And so what if I did?
That's my mailbox. You gotta fix it.
I'm not gonna fix it.
Look, I know you hit my mailbox, and I know you steal your parents' car. If you don't fix my mailbox, I'm gonna tell your fucking parents that you hit my mailbox and that you steal their car.
Well, I really don't care, because you can't prove anything, so seems like you're a shit.
She walks away, picks up a cushion to boost her seat, and gets back into the car.
Oh my god, sir? Sir, are you okay? Oh my god, I'm so sorry for hitting you. Oh. I'm so sorry about your mailbox. Are you hurt? Can you get up?
Do it, medic. Oh my god, look at my fucking leg.
This is my running leg.
Maybe you can, maybe from the side for some ice, painkillers. I don't know.
That feels so bad. Do you need a massage, maybe? Something about the way you came makes me want to clear my throat. There's a method to your movements. It really gets my goat. I look for something I need, but you're right through the hole. My hands are defined. Can't take it no more. I'm
He almost trips over her as he pulls away to start jerking off in her face. She is kneeling on the floor, looking up at his cock. The camera pans out so they are both fully in the shot now. The scene moves to a close-up of him blowing his load on her face. She plays with some cum in her mouth before slowly spitting it back down her chin and onto her tits.
Oh, God, that was a lot of cum.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, you got it all over my eye on purpose, didn't you? Oh. Did you finally get your payback for your mailbox?
The camera pans to a close-up on her slimmy face, wide-eyed and smiling. She throws her hair to the side and playfully waves goodbye to the camera.